Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Show topic tonight, the title anyway, Caesar's Wife Must Be Above Suspicion. Do you know what Caesar's wife's name was? Do you remember from your Roman history days? Calpurnia. And he always reminded her that she couldn't get down with the and funky. She almost must be above suspicion. But Julius could order Cleopatra wrapped in a rug and delivered to his bedroom in Egypt. Yeah, that's not fair, right, girls? What's good for the goose is good for the gander. So I was in a bar last night and I picked up a duck. Some people say all the communists are visiting Obama. Some people say Pope Benedict was forced to resign to make way for a communist. Somebody shoved a quote in Tea Party's faces and the blog site went nuts. I never seen Christians fall upon the Catholic Church with such venom. I really felt persecuted. The blog was, Vatican says all sovereign nations must bend to accept refugees. And, of course, you know what the comments from the U.S. were. Yeah. I liked it better when Pope Urban said, enough of this BS. Let's start a crusade and everybody who kills Muslims goes to heaven. And now the Muslims are doing the same thing, only they're giving 72 virgins. If you kill infidels. And you know what Osama bin Laden said right after he hit 9/11, the towers. All American taxpayers are Jews. That's from Obama. Osama, I mean, there's not much difference. Yeah, we haven't heard it from our president yet. Yeah, so I liked it better when Pope Urban said, enough, let's get the crusade started. 1,200 years later, the communists said, Look what the Catholics did to those poor, helpless Muslims who eventually laid siege to all of Europe, destroyed all the churches, killed all the Christians on their way to Jerusalem to visit the birthplace of Jesus, robbed them and sold them into slavery. Remember the Barbary pirates? Remember Stephen Decatur? My country, right or wrong, my country, and I'll burn down Tripoli if I have to make a point. Yeah. Oh, I bet you they want to get his name off of monuments, like they're getting J. Edgar Hoover's statue removed from FBI headquarters. Yeah. Yeah. And what are you going to put up, Stalin? They're going to put up, because they took it down in Russia, so I'm going to put it up over here. And, of course, you know, why don't they put Winston Churchill's statue up there? Obama would love to decorate that. Put flowers in front of it. Yeah. He sent the bust of Winston Churchill back. It wasn't his to send back. It belonged to the American people. He owes us one bust of Winston Churchill. Yeah, I don't want to say what I'm thinking. But anyway, yep, that's what they did. They robbed them and sold them into slavery. And just like they do today. But never forget what the communist press will tell you. It's only a handful of Muslims. That hand is pretty big, man. Right now it's trying to cover all of Saudi Arabia using a little mosque of incident to declare war on Saudi Arabia, the Iranians, and with the Russian help. The Russians would love to get in there. Yeah, and who can poor Saudi turn to? Obama doesn't like them. He's complaining they didn't give him a big enough gold medallion when he bowed. People call him now Obama. It's terrible, man. We're in trouble. So a lot of people are saying the Catholic Church is infiltrated by the followers of Saul Alinsky and Antonio Gramsci. They say the Catholic Church has been infiltrated and is now communist and Marxist. Well, you know the goal of communism is to gather up all the poor and use the poor to kill the rich. And then they'll kill the poor, and they will become rich. And that's how that works, comrade. Yeah. They coined the phrase useful idiot. And if you want to see useful idiots, go to Baltimore and go to Ferguson. Do you know Ferguson, Missouri is the only town where the merchants have asked the town fathers to put up a wall to keep the customers out? It's terrible. This shopping center is protected by ADT, as is the Pentagon. You remember that when the Pentagon said we got to beef up our security? And they put up an ADT sign. We're in trouble. We're in real trouble. Everybody's got their noses in their iPods. Nobody knows what's going on. Yeah, all they know is that Kim Kardashian added another 2 inches to a trailer. Obama, let me see where we are today. Obama is not so magnificent. Has his own lend-lease program. Oh, Obama, the not so magnificent. Usually titles go with caliphs, like Muqtibar, the magnificent. This is Obama, the not so magnificent. He has his own lend-lease program going on with ISIS. Welcome to cover-up nation. If we do wrong, we just cover it up. If we leave Americans to die in CH-47 copter crashes and setups phoned into the Taliban before the chopper took off, loaded with SEAL Team 6. Oh, what a victory that was that night. they were giving out more candy that night than when they took down the Clinton Towers. So, if we leave Americans to die and CH-47 crashes in Benghazi, we just cover it up. Picture the scene. Mr. President, who was the last to hang up on the Benghazi cry for help? I was shocked and appalled at that video that caused the entire Middle East to rise up on an average day like 9-1-1. But don't worry about it. The video maker is in prison, and no one can see or talk to him ever. Not only that, but I'm going to form a committee after Lunchy-Poo, and we're going to get it to the bottom of this. And if we can't cover this up, I will turn it over to the DOJ, who is still investigating fast and curious. Mr. President, what about the side deal with the Iranians that says they can make no more than 500 nukes? I'm shocked and appalled. I will have Valerie, the Iranian, look into that cover-up in 2018. Okay, we're going to play a little Irish tune.
Rip McHale off your face, Roddy nor the old disgrace, that Blackfoot with him stormed your place, drove you up in the ferns. Grace said victory was sure, soon the fire ran he'd secure, until he met a Glenmalure with Big McHugh of Worm.
Curse and swear, Lord Kildare, they will never put April there. Now Chris William had a chair, fallen in your sorrow.
The trumpet is sounding loudly, the war cries arise on the gale. Fleetly the steed by Loch Shilley is bounding to join the six squadrons of old Samier's green veil.
On them and on to near, strangers who fight and fear, rush to the standards of Donald's red view. Bannock and Gallowglass, thrown from each mountain pass, on for old Erin O'Donnell.
Aid is advancing, and many a chieftain and warrior clan, 1,000 proud steeds in his vanguard are prancing north to the borders brave from banks of the Van.
Many a heart shall quail under the coat of mail,
deeply the merciless omen shall rule.
When on his ear shall ring, borne on the breeze's wind, hear Donald's dread war cry, O'Donnell the Boo.
Okay, did you hear that line in that tune? That's O'Donnell the Boo. Means O'Donnell the Brave. On payday. Did you hear the line in that tune? O'Donnell the Boo. That's like 10th century, because you see, many a heart will quail under its coat of mail. Now it's many a heart will quail when they try to deliver the mail. And it's all bills. That's why the O, you ever see the O in the Irish names? They drop that after they pay the bills. But in that line, in that tune, is Princely O'Neill to our aid is advancing. Do you know that we had a Princely O'Neill who advanced to our aid? Do you know who Princely O'Neill is in American history? It's the guy that put three rounds in Osama bin Laden when he was told not to do it by Obama. Don't hurt him. Yeah. And they asked him, his name is O'Neill. I forget his first name, but he's a real good, he's a great American. And they asked him, Fred Bear was doing an interview with him, you know, so that Fox could look good. Fox could look American. They don't American today, not after they tried to skunk Trump. Yeah, they jumped Trump. And everybody saw it and everybody knows it. Some people still can't believe it. I see blogs that I can't believe what Fox did. I've always liked Fox. It's sad. I'm number one Fox fan. I only watch Fox. People make fun of me because all I am is a Fox bot. But no more. And the sneakiest one was O'Reilly. O'Reilly. And I used to get annoyed when Savage used to call him the leprechaun. And I still don't like it when he calls Greta Scarface. And I still don't like it when he calls Sean Hannity the wall banger. And but he might be right about the leprechaun. It is really sad. O'Reilly, you know, he doesn't do his own dirty work. He brings in stooges, parrots, and he gives them the leading question, and then it comes to Trump. And that's when he uses his parrot to give Trump the business. And he says, that's me. I'm fair and partial, fair and impartial. Yeah, it's really sad. But he's out. He's been exposed. I always classify fence sitter. He was too smart to get to be committed to any one cause. He knew that he would lose listeners and viewers. But he came off the fence to get Trump, and everybody saw it. And people think Megyn Kelly was to do what she did by higher-ups. You can't get any higher than Rupi Murdoch. You can't get any higher than Roger Wood Ails You. So anyway, what was I going to do? I was going to tell you that Mark Levin is warning the Republican establishment, don't even think about Kevin McCarthy. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm first-generation American. I'm red, white, and blue. If you cut me, I bleed red, white, and blue and cheddar cheese for my high cholesterol. But I was raised by a farm boy from Tipperary and a sweet mother from Glasgow, Scotland, by way of County Armagh. And they were so proud of their Irish heritage as I am. But it's not the Irish heritage I see in the Democrat Party or in the Republican Party. And I'll tell you, I wouldn't trust another Irishman in politics. I wouldn't trust any one of them. And take it from me, I was raised on Irish pride. I was taught as a kid, the FBI only wanted Irish Catholics because they were brave and they were religious and loyal to the country. And when I was growing up, that was true. And my father used to have a scrapbook of all the Irishmen who served in World War II and their feats, like the first Irishman to sink a Japanese ship was Colin Kelly. O'Hare Airport is named after the son of a bookkeeper for Al Capone, who died in World War II. And he had a whole list of all the Irishmen who had served faithfully. Kevin Barry is an Irishman, and he is the founder of the American Navy. And he also has the name of the first guy to get four new tires from the rationing board. And I'm not telling you his name or his background, but he has the name of the guy that got four new tires from the rationing board. Anyway, it's a little bit of history, and I don't know what happened to his scrapbook. I think another member of the family who we don't get along with got it. And in my house, I hung a picture of the men of 98. Do you know who the men of 98 were? I used to think it was the American Revolution. And I think that some Spanish guy got that painting when we left the ghetto. And he probably thinks it's the Mariel Boatlift. The men of 98 was 1798. The Irish saw the success of the American Revolution. They saw the bloody success of the French Revolution. And, of course, the stupid French killed all the wrong people. They should have stuck to eating cake. It's sad. It is sad. But the Irish rose up, both Catholic and Protestant Irishmen. Catholic and Protestant Irishmen rose up against the British crown in 1798, and they were cut to pieces. And there's a poem, I'll read it to you someday. Who fears to talk about 98? He's a half a slave. But true men like you men, you can raise your glass with us. And of course, you know, if you've ever heard the song, the Irish song, The Harp That Once Threw Tyrus Hall, the soul of music fled. Hangs as mute on Tara's wall as if that soul were dead. And he's talking about Irish freedom that was destroyed. Took the Irish 500 years to get their country back, and they still don't have it all back. They still got six counties that are out there that belong to Britain. So be careful when you lose your country. It's very hard to get it back. So Mark Levin says, don't even think about Kevin McCarthy. I can't understand any Irishman being a Democrat today. It's a betrayal of your ancestors. They would never be in this party of death, especially death to little children. It is really sad. Let me give you a tune. We're going to go a little gospel. I may cut it short because it's 4 minutes, but I'll give you a nice opening.
I don't care how many contemporary songs they make. I love old school gospel.
I need a hand clapping, foot stomping.
I need a church.
Church, where I can pray this name. Hand clapping, foot stomping. Church, where I can pray this name.
I'm stopping this because something just came to mind. I'm watching all these cardinals. I never knew there was that many cardinals. There's more cardinals than there are parishioners. But I'm thinking of Dolan, Cardinal Dolan in New York. And one Sunday I go to church and I open up the church bulletin, and it says the archdiocese no longer supports Father Pavone. Father Pavone is the only guy out there trying to save kids. He's the only guy. And they say he's got $12 million in a kitty. I think he isn't kicking into the archdiocese, and that's why they're after him. But I got to tell you, I remember he's on Staten Island. He's got an office on Staten Island. And during the big hurricane, his roof got blown off, and he was trying to raise money to get his roof back on and get his office vacuumed. And I also see, every time I see pro-life people, you'll see Father Pavone. And what I like about Father Pavone, when he says Mass, he's got biggest host. It's almost pizza-sized. He really wants you to know there's a God. And I like that, and I like the fact that he stood at the door of Terri Schiavo trying to get her a feeding tube when the communists pulled her feeding tube. And you know who was standing at the door that day they pulled the feeding tube? Wasserman Schultz was there. Bill Bayonet, the Babies Nelson, was there. A guy named Moran, who has a reputation for being a hothead, and there's another Irishman, and that's why I don't trust Irishmen in politics. I don't trust at all, and I hate to say it. My father would be annoyed. My mother would know better. But that's the truth. And they all blocked the door to told Terri Schiavo's feeding tube. And if I don't know if it'll come up tonight, but I got a picture of a little 10-year-old kid being arrested and cuffed at that Terri Schiavo rally. He, at one picture you see, he's got a real tough look on his face. You know, it won't be moving. He's holding a cross. He's holding a crucifix. And the next picture of him, he's being handcuffed by four cops and put in a van, 10 years old. And you think you got where you're living in the land of the free, in the home of the brave? Not anymore. You're living in the land of the freaks, in the home of the broke. So anyway, I don't trust Irishmen. I'm sorry. I got to tell it like it is. So I'm talking about the Cardinal, right? So I know that Father Navone has donated his whole life. You know what they did? He operates out of a parish in Texas. That's his headquarters. He probably had to move out of New York, like big corporations have to move out of the United States to survive. Yeah, and to keep more of their profits. Yeah, it's really sad. It's really sad. Now they want them to come back. They got $3 trillion overseas. Come on back. We'll be your friend. Now, I'm going to digress a little. I got to tell you this story. Mobil Oil. All right, that's Exxon Mobil. Okay, big money-making company, corporate. Always was headquartered in New York State. They were up in New Rochelle, New York. And all of their profits, New York State used to enjoy. So, what happened? New York State said they weren't getting enough and they wanted more. So what did Mobil do? Exxon. They moved to Virginia. And Virginia gave them a great deal. Do you know that Exxon could go to Dubai tomorrow, open up in a free zone in Jebel Ali, get 100 years no taxes, get cheap help? They import the help. You get the cheapest labor. You know? What's the incentive for somebody to stay? And here's New York State, this jerk Cuomo. He turns around. He starts advertising, come to New York State. We'll give you 10 years, no taxes. What about the rich instead of struggling in New York State? Why not give them 10 years, no taxes? They're here. They're working for you now. Can't you cut them a deal? No, we can't. We need their money. We got to filch them. But if it's new blood coming in, we can give them 10 years. No taxes. That's not fair. Okay, so we're talking about Cardinals. And the church is consolidating, and certain churches are being closed, and parishioners who went to those churches are all heartbroken. And, of course, that's the law of economics. You got to do what you got to do. But I flash back to a documentary I saw with Cardinal Egan. And he was blessing a restaurant that was serving $600 meals. And he was getting a free meal. And he was sitting with Chuck Schumer and Woody Allen. And then I hear of hospitals and nursing homes that are cutting back on staff. They're so undermined that the remaining staff is looking for jobs elsewhere because they can't do it. So where are we headed? Blessing $600 meals. I don't know. But what I see, I call them as I see them. But I'm on God's side and he's on my side. And he's given me a lot of gifts through the Catholic Church. And I seen somebody that said Jesus didn't found the Catholic Church. He only had his disciples. And I'm saying to myself, wait a minute now. Wasn't Peter one of his disciples? Did he not say to Peter, okay, Peter, go Catholic? He said, thou art rock, and upon this rock I will build my church. Yeah. Now, did somebody write that in? Is that a subscript or something? No. So Peter was the first pope. And you got to say that Jesus founded the Catholic Church. So we're the originals. No big deal. Jesus loves everybody. If you worship Jesus in your way, what is he going to turn a deaf ear to you? Okay, now I'll give you that tune. Because Jesus likes gospel music.
I don't care how many contemporary songs they make. I love old school gospel.
I need a hand clapping, foot stomping.
I need a church.
Church, for I can pray this name. Hand clapping, foot stomping. Church, for I can pray this name. I've got to get to the altar to lead my burdens there. I need a church where I can pray.
Somebody's commented, John Boehner still has some mischief to play in the house. Savage, every time he used to mention John Boehner, he would have the sound effects of ice cubes going into a drink glass. But I heard somebody saying he goes to church every day. He must be praying for a lot of forgiveness. I'm sorry I made that call with the Democrat communists. Forgive me, Lord. Yeah. Well, he had his mission, and his mission is over. And we'll see what comes next, right? Here's the one, Vatican. Every nation's right of sovereignty has to bend to meet the dignity of the illegals. I don't think that was the Vatican quote. I think somebody's stirring the pot. Oh, man, nothing worse than throwing a piece of the gospel out there and watch all the different factions descend on it and give their interpretation. It is 10 commandments. Stick to them, you'll be okay. Oh, Peter King. Peter King is a rat. Peter King is a, he's the head of intelligence. If intelligence was gunpowder, Peter King couldn't blow his nose. Every time I see this clown on TV, and usually Fox, they all lick him. They lick his brow. They lick his. He's always, they'll say, well, what did you learn from intelligence today? He goes, well, I just saw this on TV. He has no idea what's going on. What do they call that when somebody says things that everybody knows are they're just lines, you know, one-liners. He was upset that Boehner resigned. He's going to be real upset when he's asked to resign. Yeah, I got to tell you, one per termite, there's no reason. We got 310 million Americans in this country, plus the 60 million illegal aliens that everybody says is only 30. Yeah. Wait till we find out. Wait till they all show up for work. Yeah, I hope you know how to pick cotton, Mr. Wall Street. Because when the revolution comes, they're taking your job. That's going to, you, unless you're a commissar, you're not keeping that job. You're going to have to be in the party. But Peeing is of no use whatsoever. He's useless. One term per termite. That's all you need. You want to come and serve your country? I got an invite to serve my country in the 60s. 59, as a matter of fact. And my government, the United States government, sent a subway token to come down to Whitehall Street. They wanted to give me a physical. And I'll tell you, I recognized the doctors. I recognized the doctors from a bar in the village. Yeah, and I was a little leery when I got the hernia test. I said, look, I don't have a hernia. Don't touch me. Yeah, but anyway, I saw a guy get a shot. You know, they took his blood and they took his, and then they put a piece of cotton and make you fold your arm up to stop the bleeding. And he was holding a vial. And he couldn't stand the sight of blood, and he fainted, and he dropped his vial. And they had to do him all over again. And I saw that same guy in Fort Texas. We were out of class, and they were showing sucking chest wounds. And you know the desks that you come into sideways, they're like L-shaped? When this guy saw that training film of the sucking chest wound, he tore the desk, the L part of the desk, off the desk, and then he fainted. Unbelievable. People react differently to different things, don't they? Anyway, okay, so what do we got here? Oh, yeah, I got a little crusade about preborn and not unborn. And I'll tell you what that's about. Unborn means they're not born. They are born, and they're developing until the finished product is presented by God and mom. Usually 7 to 9 months is the introduction stage. Using a sonogram, you follow the baby's growth from the day of conception, which is their real birthday. If you are whatever age, add 9 months because you are really older than the birth certificate date. That title should be Date Child Entered the World, because you were born before then. Babies are cute and lovable. God makes them that way so we don't kill them. If you saw a person hurting a puppy, a kitten, or clubbing a baby seal, you would be outraged. But if you saw what goes on in Democrat chop shops, where they keep the baby alive long enough to saw the skull and remove the brain for cash, could you stomach it? So why support infanticide with your tax money? Would not that portion of your tax money be safer in your pocket? Beware of Democrat buzzwords designed to kill life. Words like the unborn, fetus, tissue, and the final solution. Have you ever seen babies burned to death by the final solution? A chemical that causes babies to cry out, mommy? Oh, if they could only say that on the at the time of abortion. Let that sound, let that cry haunt you the rest of your life. The communists will tell you the child does not feel pain. Dr. Carson says children being operated on inside the womb, like a spina bifida operation, are given anesthesia. Sure, pain can stop a heart. The Democrats from muzzling the truth. A moment of silence is a muzzle. A moment of prayer. You heard that guy singing, I need a church. He's singing God's prayers. He's not going to do a moment of silence. A moment of prayer is a plea for God's help. What you do to the least of my people, you do unto me. Who said that? Now we're going to talk about the Muslim terrorist child who brought a clock to school. Did that look like a clock to you? Never seen a clock that looked like that? Did you know the tiki-taki was a countdown timer? Terrorists and their parents come in all ages. Remember the four Muslims on the plane changing seats and scaring the passengers? Those are all jihad stunts. The word radical is not in the Quran. Wake up, America, you're being duped. We have a president who gave the entire Middle East to Russia. He frees drug dealers and imprisons military families. see the Fort Leavenworth 10. When they talk about terrorists, I thought it was only a handful. Remember, there's no such word in the Quran as radical Muslim. As for women's rights in Afghanistan, if a woman offends her husband, he can cut her nose on an angle so that she looks like a pig. Radical is a word created by Democrats, just like fetus, a tissue, and the unborn, just like medical marijuana and global warming. These are all communist buzzwords like Ms. Only Trump can save us. Who is it that sold out the Fox News? Was it Rupee Murdoch or the kids? Ailes was only following orders. O'Reilly is the new Lindsey Graham, Mr. Obvious. Three things he is not: a general, a pope, or fair. Thinks no one sees his real intentions. He once said, "Nobody knows my political point of view." How about Pharisee? The real scandal is Fox News is no longer Fox News. O'Reilly gets the sneak award for bringing in parents to deride Trump. Parrots, I'm sorry. Megyn Kelly is finished, and last night her show went porno with a real sick genitalist named Lousy Lowry calling for the castration of Trump. This guy Lowry totally surprised me. He writes for the National Review. He might be the editor of the National Review. Turned out to be a real scumbaggio. And now I have my thoughts about National Review, which was founded by Bill Buckley. Jimmy from Brooklyn says Bill Buckley put America to sleep, saying communism was defeated, and now we're paying the price. Because what's-his-name is looking real good. So when I saw that jerk Lowry talking about cutting the testicles off of Trump, I thought I was watching The Puke. You know what The Puke is? It used to be The View. Bet you that is where Kelly Rosie Stern is going. Fox, as a business, you blew it in your vendetta to stomp Trump. Anyone who used to watch you saw the stage you set to kneecap Trump at the first debate. Starting gate. Putin was less obvious when he went to Ukraine. Be sure to get my book, Killing O'Reilly. You know, it's just a title, fellas. Don't send the KGB after me. After Obama, Pope turns down lunch with Pelosi and Boehner. Did you know that? After Obama left the public meeting with the Pope, remember right at the White House? And they sat in the chairs, separate chairs. After the meeting and everybody was gone, the exorcist came out and burned Obama's chair. Best one was Nancy Lugosi Pelosi. You know she gave Bush for killing her two sons, Uday and Kusei? When she was in Rome, she tried to get her picture taken with Pope Benedict to snooker her Catholic sucker voters. Yeah, and you know what the Pope said? No picture. You go out, I go out this door. I don't understand German, but I thought I heard him say, fuck you. Anyway, we'll go back to a tune. What do we want to do? You want to hear a drug song that goes back to the 20s? Ab Cab Calloway kicking the gong around? Here, that's when they used to smoke opium downtown New York. We could do, would you like to hear the Abu Ghraib song? The Abu Ghraib song, I gave it the title when they were all shocked and appalled that terrorists, the murderers, the throat cutters were being harassed by a couple of prison guards in Abu Ghraib. And the New York Times led the al-Qaeda charge. Look what the Americans are doing to the poor, helpless terrorists, right? They put people in cages and submerge them in a swimming pool and bring them back up when they're drowned. Those terrorists who put a Jordanian pilot in a cage and set him on fire. Yeah. We got a lot to learn about love thy neighbor. Yeah, you love thy neighbor, but only after you frisk him. And there are a lot of GIs getting backshot in Afghanistan. And we got to protect our troops. And that goes for the Fort Worth 10, whose families, mostly with two kids, have been sentenced, two little kids, have been sentenced to a life of shame and poverty and lost all their benefits because the prosecution was smarter than the defense. And that's not right. The government owes those families a fortune. So, having said that, I was looking for a tune. I'm going to give you the Abu Ghraib tune. So they had a door terrifying the POWs, not POWs, terrorists, with the dog. The Bowsy Wowsy was barking at them. Then they made them all strip and form a pyramid, and they took pictures of the pyramid. And all you can see are the pictures from the backside. But I swear, if you you find that picture, and you count from the left two rows up and go in three, doesn't that guy look like Chuck Schumer? Here's the Abu Ghraib song. Enough of that, stuck in the middle with you. Can you picture that? Can you picture all those terrorists singing that song in that pyramid? And the clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right of me. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Yeah, and those guys all got jail time, and Bush didn't pardon one of them. Yeah, when it comes to the Americans, the grunts, the low man on the totem pole, they don't get a fair shake. But if you were the woman general who was in charge of Abu Ghraib when this all took place, you get a lateral transfer in 48 hours and nobody ever knows you were there. Yeah. That's sad. Okay, we're going to talk about medical pot for a minute. You know, you don't need to smoke marijuana. And harm your lungs. You can take it in suppository form, or you can take it in liquid form. It's called Marinol. The only thing about suppository form is a lot of guys don't like to pass the roach around. It's all about the money, suckers. The government wants you high. The government wants you stoned. The government wants you that you don't even know your name, so he can take your tag money. Yeah, and that's it, man. Well, he'll put you in limbo land. You'll be out there in limbo land, not knowing what day it is or why am I driving this car the wrong way. Yeah, yeah, we're in trouble, man. Yeah. The good news is that you can get rehab on Obamacare, which will be paid for by normal people. The normal taxpayer will cover your Jones and your rehab. But there is a dime bag deductible. You know that drug addicts who are in rehab, they save up their methadone to trade it for heroin? Did you know that? You got to talk to somebody that works in the lunchroom for these guys that are walking zombies. You have no idea. 1/5 of the nation has a drug habit. In Puerto Rico, they say 1/6. 1 out of 6 in Puerto Rico has a heroin habit. And heroin is coming in. It's back. It's strong. It's the real McCoy, man. Okay. So what do we got here? Songs to sing during the stock market crash? Yeah, Love Letters in the Sand, Tutti Frutti, get the entire Pat Boom album. Better he covers the stock market. Oh, he was on giving stock market advice. Then he covers Chuck Berry and Little Richard. Hillary's Oath of Allegiance. This is the third time I heard about oaths. One, with Hair Hillary. Two, when the rhinos demanded Trump take the oath to rhinodom. I got good news on his signing not to create a third party. He never said anything about creating a second party, which he might do. They're bringing him down in the polls. This is a concentrated effort. All the networks, all of the media brainwashers are bringing him down in the polls. But you know what? They're only going to bring him down so far, and then he's going to go up. And Donald, if you're listening, you want 15 points tomorrow? Announce you're building a private veterans hospital. You can raise the money. You said you could raise $200 million if you had to. Raise $200 million for a veterans hospital, which gives instant check-in, and you don't check out till you're cured. You announce that tomorrow. You got 15 points in the polls. And then you call me. I'll give you another 10. So the third time I heard about an oath of allegiance was 1933 in Nuremberg. Excuse me. When Adolf Hitler, I call him Adolf Hillary, demanded an entire nation take an oath to him. He saw how they worked it out. In the end, he said they failed him and they did not deserve to live. Nice time to find out. Will Obama say the same thing when the nukes go off? It won't be the first nukes that hurt us the most. It'll be the second strike, because our enemies who are sitting on the sidelines will be evaluating our survivability as a nation. And if they think now is the time to finish us off, they will launch. As sure as Marco Polo brought gunpowder back from China, Obama is welcoming in the nuke warfare age. Hey, President Obama, we didn't say anything when you destroyed health care. We didn't say anything when you declared war on American oil, when you opened the borders to criminals, when you released criminals from prison. Don't buy this crap. They're harmless crimes. They're not violent crimes. Any drug dealer commits violent crimes because he is selling the catalyst that creates murder, robbery, rape. He is as guilty as the guy that pulls the trigger. And the penalty should be maximum for him because he's killing his customers too. When you release criminals from prison, I said that. When you almost lost Egypt, who hates your guts. When you traded 5 Taliban for 1 traitor. When you allowed Syria to go Russian. You allowed Iran to go Russian. But then you crossed the line by giving Iraq to Iran. When you left Americans to die in Benghazi. When you smuggle in child slaves into the USA with no ID, you are no worse than a coyote, or no better than a coyote. When you encourage Putin to take Crimea, when you said the sweetest sound you ever heard was the call of the muezzin to prayer, when you looked the other way as Muslims eradicated Christians from Africa to Arabia, when you gerrymandered U.S. towns to change the vote, when you sissified the U.S. military, when you declared ghetto kids, when you denied ghetto kids charter schools, and he does it all the time. Down in New Orleans, they wanted to go charter schools. He's denied, and most of the kids are black. Yeah, he's not a friend of the blacks. He's a friend of the communists. He's bailing out Cuba. Bailing out Cuba. He's taking over for Russia. Putin says, look, we can't bail him out. Can you help me out here? He said, yes, not only will I help you out with Cuba, but you can have Iran too. When you bailed out of failing communist Cuba, when you played the race card and encouraged the murder of cops, when you hid your losses in Afghanistan of 2,400 Americans killed and 10,000 wounded by Iranian copper lugs packed in IED roadside bombs. Every wounded GI has pulled Iranian copper lugs from his shredded body. Just like Benghazi, you hide the truth. You classified your losses as NATO troops to be identified later, but they were all Americans. When was the last time you met a plane load of flag-draped coffins? The flag you hate. The Star-Spangled Banner that you hate. The Americans who you hate. And now you plan to stop the majority of Americans from stopping you as you assist the USSR help Iran get nukes. And they just did a $21 billion deal with the Russians today. And it's all for hardware. And you won't see the order pad. It's not going to be 15 years. That is your communist lie. I say it'll be 15 minutes. If Americans don't stop you and your communist party of traitors, they will be burying or dying with their grandchildren and children. You must be stopped now. We cannot wait till you are ejected. We have to neutralize American operations and make you the lamest duck the country ever saw. Anyone who votes with you to nuke the USA is a traitor and must be identified forever. They should go into the history books as the traitors who betrayed the United States and created the first nuclear war. And the good news is we are going to be able to identify them by name and town. I got 42 names on a list, and everybody will know who they are. That's right, Mommy. Every demo commo who voted to nuke the USA, many have in the past voted to burn the flag. 80% of flag burners are partial birth abortion baby killers and vote no anesthesia as the child's face sliced open and the brain sold to the highest bidder. Today your party kills babies by law. Tomorrow you will nuke all who survive with your pen and phone. You are knowingly signing the death warrant of millions of Americans. Good Americans are heading to Washington as you skip out to stop this Russian nuclear strike with no Kennedy-like retaliation. An attack on us by Iran will be considered an attack on us by the Soviet Union. That's the message that Putin's got to get. 25 years of communist reindoctrination cost us 59,000 Americans in Nam. 9/11 was the greatest military defeat since Pearl Harbor. Our track record is getting Shiitier. Harbor, the Muslim world has burned our cities. Since the greatest 9/11 was the greatest military defeat since Pearl Harbor. The Muslim world has burned our cities and killed 14,000 Americans to date. When Iranians who tortured Buckley in Beirut and sent the video to President Reagan now want their blood money back, how quick the Communist Party is to give it back. The Democrat Communist Party always votes party over country. If you are a traditional generational Democrat, you have betrayed your ancestors who would never be in this Parti de la Muerte, this party of death. Get out of it and save your... We are destined to be a nuke war generation, and Obama is the accelerant. When you hear Debbie Wasserman Schultz say she voted to nuke Israel for her children, you know she is no Esther. When you hear a former attorney general from Connecticut who lied about having combat experience and was rewarded by the Communist Party over country and made a senator, you know America has a radioactive meeting with destiny. The sad news is we had better be prepared. If we're not as prepared as we were in the 50s. My wife was talking about a girl she went to St. Vincent's nursing school with. Her father was a head physician in a big Rochester hospital. He had a beautiful house, and he had a bomb shelter in it. That's what they were doing in the 50s, kids. I know I used to call on a customer in Malone, New York, who had an auto parts store. And when they were building the St. Lawrence Seaway, and this is late 50s or maybe early 60s, he bought one of the culvert pipes that was big enough for him to. He had a hole dug in the ground, and he built a fallout shelter. And I think he was an Air Force officer, too, who flew B-52s. The sad news is we were better prepared in the 50s for nukes than we are today. So all we're going to be is whiteout on a U.S. map. Just ask the Pentagon. They got to have a strategy for losing states. I'm sure they do. And if you're by any military base, you are a target. And these guys are just looking to get rid of us. Because this is a beautiful country. And we don't deserve it, and they know that.
The only reason a flag flies and the only reason you can hear the Star Spangled Banner is somebody put their life on the line to buy you some time. Somebody paid your dues. Somebody paid my dues. And we must never forget that. And based on their sacrifice, and those guys who gave up their young lives, some of them as young as 16 years old, we must never fail when the bugle sounds to rally to the call. Otherwise, we're no better than anybody else. And we have lost the spirit of America.